And we welcome you to the season debut of Giants First and 10, presented by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New York Giants. The season is upon us. Sunday Night Football, it's the Giants and Dallas Cowboys. For the next hour, the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants and Cowboys. I got my Hall of Famer, once again by my side, Harry Carson, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks, and Super Bowl champion Howard Cross. Let's kick up the menu and tell you what you have in store for you. We're going to hear from Giants head coach Ben McAdoo. Carl Banks goes to the coach's tape. He'll break it all down with strategy. You don't want to miss that. Plus on the program, we'll hear from Giants linebacker B.J. Goodson as he'll make his first NFL start on Sunday in that Giants defense. Also, we'll celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the Super Bowl 42 champion Giants and a look back at the Giants' divisional playoff win in Dallas. And Giants starting safety Landon Collins will join us here on the program. But time to put item number one up on the board. We call this our no huddle. And as always, we
defer to the... Do I get more time this year?
I don't know. It depends. You are a Hall of Famer. Harry, DeFive. DeFive is on your mind.
You know, the thing that I want to say is, all of you know, I've been around this game for a long time. I'm impressed with the moves that they've made right across the board, upgrading various positions. But for me, the thing that I've learned in the long run is it all boils down to the five guys up front. What happens with this team this year is going to be dependent largely upon those five guys. You got all these weapons on the outside and receivers and running backs and so forth, but those five guys up front, they're going to carry this team.
And we gave you a little leeway there.
Well, because thank you. I appreciate it.
Put the time on the clock and you ran right over it.
The extra five.
You know, you get to a certain point where you say, screw it. You don't worry about it.
Well, that's what he did. He ran over blockers. He runs over the time. Time on the clock for you, Carl. Make your mark.
Well, again, I'm going to just kind of side with Harry here. I've been around football a while, but we've been on some great teams.
Yeah.
And the sign or the mark of a great team is not their talent, but their ability to be disciplined and focused. And I think they have to make their mark because we read so much about them, how good they can be. Let's see if they can make their mark by being disciplined and focused.
All right, under time. Always helping out his teammate. Howard, time goes on the clock for you. Showtime.
Man, it is definitely showtime. I've been reading about, listening to the prognosticators talk about them, listening to everybody say how good this team's going to be. Now it's showtime. Can this defense be as good as we think they are? Are all those, you know, explosive receivers and all those guys going to be as great as they say they are? Can the offensive line show up and play? It's showtime, baby, and it's second year for Coach Mack.
All right.
I want to see it.
Well, we're going to find out on Sunday night. So it's time to put item number two up on the board, and it's called a look ahead as we look ahead to the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. And, Howard, I'm going to shift things up a little bit. I'm going to start with you right here because everybody wants to know about Evan Engram, the Giants' first-round draft pick, tight end. That's your area of expertise. What have you seen out of him in the preseason that you really like?
He's a willing blocker. He puts his nose in there and grinds it out. You know, he's an inline guy. He comes in from the slot, picks up the safety and the backside linebacker sometimes. And he's even come out of the backfield and blocked. The receiving part we already knew about. The guy's dynamic. He gets up the field. He high points the ball. He is a take the top off the middle of the defense. There won't be a safety or a linebacker that will be comfortable when he's playing.
All right, so now, Harry, I'm going to go to you because he's not a new face. He was on the team last year, but now it's a real role for B.J. Goodson other than special teams. What are you looking for in this first game against a good running Cowboys defense, and what do you expect out of Goodson as the starting middle linebacker?
I'm looking for leadership from B.J. Even though he's probably the youngest guy on the defense, he has to exert his will as the leader. But the other thing that I'm looking at is, how does he engage the blocker and get off the block? I want to see him get off the blocks and tackle the ball carrier for little or no gain.
Carl, you played on a couple of great defenses, obviously, and two Super Bowl champions. This defense was trending in an awesome direction as the year came to an end last year. How did they get better?
Just what Harry Carson said, getting off blocks and making tackles. See, because you can have these great players up front. You can have physical players behind them, but if they don't get off blocks, a patient runner, and there are a few good ones in this league, they'll just wait it out and let their blocks get on guys and just get those extra 5 or 10 yards. They've got to be able to be physical, get off blocks, and make tackles for zero or very little gain.
All right, let's go around the room here because the Giants brought in a big personality this year, and Brandon Marshall, he's been a stud wherever he's been. What have you seen out of him so far in the practices, all of you guys, and what do you think he adds to this team?
I think he is a big weapon from the 20-yard line in, especially in the end zone, because he has that height to go over defensive backs. And so Eli doesn't necessarily have to throw the ball low. He can throw the ball high, and I think Brandon can go up and get it.
I think you got a guy who still wants to get better. You spend a little time with him, and you know he wants to continue to get better at his craft.
I think you got a guy that's about to blow up in this season because you got an Odell Beckham out there, a Shepard out there, an Ingram out there, Ellison. You got Perkins come out of the backfield. I think there are so many weapons running around the field. He doesn't have to be the number one option again. He doesn't have to be that guy that you got to go to every play. When you come to him, he's going to be one-on-one, and guys are going to have to go out and play against him kind of like the old days with Plexico Burress.
Yeah, and there's no better way to start than the pressure of Sunday Night Football on the road in Dallas. Eli's had a lot of success down there against the Cowboys, so it's going to be a lot of fun on Sunday Night Football. Coming up on the program, by the way, we're talking about some of these new faces. We're going to hear from B.J. Goodson, and we're going to hear from one of the new tight ends, Rhett Ellison, who the Giants signed via free agency. Let's take a look at Giants programming across the MSG networks and My9 throughout the course of the season. Giants First and 10 will debut every Friday night. We've got 4 airings for you on Friday, 2 airings on Saturday. Giants Access Blue on My9 at 11 p.m. Then on Sunday at 10 a.m. on MSG, Giants Chronicles presented by New York Presbyterian, a look back at the Giants playoff win in Dallas 10 years ago as they beat the Cowboys in the divisional playoff round. And don't forget, check out Giants postgame live immediately following the Giants and Cowboys here on the MSG networks. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back on the program, the head coach of the Giants, Ben McAdoo, joins us here on Giants First and 10, presented by Stop and Shop. Welcome back to Giants First and 10, presented by Stop and Shop here on the MSG Networks. Giants and Cowboys Sunday Night Football. And we put item number 3 up on the board. We're joined by the head coach of the New York Giants, Ben McAdoo. And coach, after all the preparations in the offseason, all the training camp and the meetings and everything else, talk about your energy level, knowing that now you're going for real on Sunday night against the Cowboys. It's got to be exciting for you.
Yeah, we're excited to open up in the division. It seems like we open up every year down in Dallas. So we're excited for the opportunity. Had a couple good practices this week. Thursday was a great practice for us. It was physical and heavy-handed, and we were out there for a good while. So that's good for us.
Coach, you look at these two teams. There are not a lot of secrets. They've got good players. You've got good players. What is the one thing you tell your team beyond the X's and O's that they have to do well?
The first thing is just stay in the moment. We got to stay in the moment, play one play at a time. We know 7 out of the last 8 times down there was a 6-point game or less, so it's going to be tight. It's probably going to come down to the wire, and just take it one play at a time.
Coach, when you look at the Cowboys' running game, obviously they've got some Pro Bowl guys up front. Elliott's going into his second year. From what you've been able to study, at least off the preseason, have they changed much, or are they one of those teams that, hey, this is what we do, we dare you to stop it?
Yeah, they're not going to tip their hand too much in the preseason, but they're a talented offense. We know that. They have a dynamic running back, and they have some depth there too, so they have a stable of backs that can hurt you. Receiver-wise, we know Dez is very talented, and Beasley's a quick-twitch guy they like to play with in the slot. And Witten's a future Hall of Famer, and they all play well together. They play off of each other, and Dak is really learning to run the show, running it well. They seem to be putting a little bit more on his plate.
Coach, you talk about fitting well together. That's kind of been the mark of their defense. Is there any noticeable, traits about this defense, how they don't do certain things, but they do other things very well?
Yeah, we're not necessarily sure who's going to play in the game, but we know what we're going to get. We're going to get a defense that fits well together on the front end and the back end, as well as any defense in the league that you're going to see. They fit together like nuts and bolts, and they're going to play hard. They're going to run to the football, play with great energy, play with physicality. They're going to tackle well, and they're probably as good as any team in the league at stripping the ball out and ripping the ball out when they get to the ball.
which leads right to one thing that you have stressed since day one as head coach of the New York Giants is protect the Duke. And I would think when you're going on the road in a hostile environment especially, it's got to be at a premium.
Yeah, their offense controls the ball very well. And what you can't do is give it right back to them.
Coach, you're playing at night. Any adjustments you're making in terms of the practice and the rest schedule?
No, we're going to be we've built up to this point. Wednesday we acclimated. Thursday we worked. We were on the field for an extended period of time with full pads on, and we needed to feel that. And we'll be ready to fly around on Sunday night.
All right, Coach, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Always fun having you on the program as well. Best of luck Sunday.
Thank you.
That's New York Giants head coach Ben McAdoo. So there's a lot that we can dial into right there. Who better to break out the coach's tape than Carl Banks? Item number four goes up on the board. It's time for strategy.
Everything works for the Dallas Cowboys with their front line because once you make contact, you have to get off blocks. If not, you'll see Ezekiel Elliott run for a lot of yards, and we'll take a look. I'm going to circle number 70 because he's going for the linebacker in the bubble. But in doing so, you'll see how Ezekiel Elliott sets it up so the backside linebacker, number 91 for the Giants defense, overruns the play because the front side linebacker did not make contact and get off of his block soon enough. You see linebackers looking. Now he's on the block. I'll freeze it. Ezekiel Elliott sees the number 70, and there's an alley to run. So the backside linebacker overruns it, number 91, and Ezekiel Elliott cuts back. So in order to be able to hold the point of attack, your front side players will have to make contact, stalemate, keep shoulders square to the line of scrimmage. Now, that's just a direct run, and you can see Elliott has great acceleration. Now you'll see Elliott when he has a great change of direction and he sets up his blocks. You can see now the linebacker is a little further inside on the defense, and you'll watch Elliott here, starts off one direction. Now, there's nowhere to go. Every player on the Giants defense has their man stood up. Now you let it run. Elliott peeks around, sets up another block. You see him dip in, and then he dips back out. So if you're a Giants defensive end here, you can't get caught on the block because it went all the way out to the outside, turns the corner. Two defenders on the outside could not contain him because they didn't get off blocks. And you'll see Elliott now running for zero gain all the way for a 12-yard gain.
That strategy with Carl Banks brought to you by PSE&G. We make things work for you. When we come back, Paul Dottino in the Giants locker room. We'll hear from B.J. Goodson and Rhett Ellison as we continue with Giants First and 10 presented by Stop and Shop here on the MSG Networks. Welcome back to Giants First and 10, presented by Stop and Shop. What are the Giants saying and thinking as they get ready for their season opener Sunday night in Dallas? Time to put item number five up on the board. It's Paul Dottino as he works in the Giants locker room. And Paul had a chance to visit with a guy that's got a lot of pressure on his shoulders on Sunday night, the new starting middle linebacker for the Giants, B.J. Goodson.
All right, B.J., you had an opportunity now to be in the center of this defense for the preseason. What did you learn about yourself in terms of being prepared for opening night against Dallas?
Oh, man, preparation is always the key. If you're prepared for, whatever, you don't have to get ready. So, being prepared is always a big thing for opportunities that come. So that's definitely a big thing for me.
Heck of a way to start off for you as your first start as the middle linebacker on this team. You're going up against a huge offensive line that's got a great reputation and a bunch of running backs who have some pelts on their belts too.
Right. It'll be great competition, man. I look forward to it. It'll be a fun night. I'm really, really looking forward to the competition, man. Really excited about the news that we got. Ready to get with my unit and, let it loose.
Yeah, I know you want to crack pads with Elliott for sure.
Yeah, I don't want to, startle too much, but, I definitely have my mind, in a certain place.
At what point did you really start to feel a comfort zone in this spot where you just kind of thought to yourself, I got this?
Mm-hmm. The Yeah, definitely from the jump, honestly. But, you know, this past offseason, you know, I've done a lot of, you know, just mental preparing and just a lot of mental, you know, just a lot of everything's mental. For me, everything's 100% mental, man. So before I get started anything, you have to defeat things in the mind before you get started with the physical.
You know, you better be physical against them, though.
Right. Of course, of course. But, you know, defeating things in the mind is very important to me.
And obviously a great opportunity for B.J. Goodson, and joining us on set is Paul Dottino, and he seems up for the challenge right now.
Yeah, he really does, Bob. Antonio Pierce was brought in by this coaching staff to be his mentor, and I really think that has had a huge impact on him. But Howard, I need to ask you, he took 14 snaps in the defense last year. If you're the Cowboys, what are you going to do to test him?
You try to give him a little misdirection up front. You put guys in motion. Make sure that his keys aren't standing still. You move people around to give him the hardest time to focus and get ready for things. I mean, Banksy, you know, yeah. You don't just give him a vanilla front.
Right, and that's the same thing that's going to happen to Jalen Smith if he's in the game with the Dallas Cowboys. They're not going to let him do what he does best, run and hit. They're going to give him a few things to worry about. They want to try to mix in the physical, but they want the mental to play on him every single down as well.
And you know, Goodson's probably going to be in the sub package some. Keenan Robinson's not available. Mm-hmm. They'll try to isolate him, won't they, the Cowboys?
Well, yeah, but you know, there's only going to be so much isolation. They're going to try to put Witten on the best matchup they can get on him. He's not going to be on Beasley, so he's got to work the middle of the field. And sure, they're going to do that, but again, it's about the team also. So they got to get a pass rush so that he's not exposed.
Red Ellison is another guy we'll be looking at in this game on Sunday. He's the Giants tight end. They signed from the Minnesota Vikings, and he has shown a lot of versatility here in the preseason. So I asked him, what does he expect to bring to the table against Dallas?
That's one of those questions for Coach Mack and Saul. Like, they're the ones that are going to game plan, you know, what they think fits best. But it is a matchup league, so, you know, there's a lot of that. But it kind of remains to be seen. You know, we'll see what plays are called.
You know a lot about, I'm sure, the Giants-Cowboys rivalry. There's a lot of heat and opening night, national television, pretty cool. Does that kind of get your juices flowing to be in this game for the first time?
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. You know, anytime you're in a rivalry game, it kind of brings that passion and almost brings that, like, college. You know, when you at USC, you always had those Notre Dame games, those UCLA games. And obviously, it's that, but on a whole nother level. So it's always exciting to be a part of those big rivalries.
Now, as much as we know about Ellison being a terrific blocker, Carl, he caught three passes in a drive earlier this year against Pittsburgh in a preseason game. I got a hunch he could be an X factor in the passing game.
Well, he's an X factor, period. You know why? Because he's nasty. He's got a mean disposition. He's as mild-mannered as you can be. But when you see him get out there and block people, he not only blocks, he likes to finish. And then when he's in the pass game, same thing. He wants to get open, he wants to catch, and he wants to finish.
Bob, Coach McAdoo has told us he thinks that Ellison's one of the best pure football players on his team.
With all the weapons that the Giants have, you know, when you watch games and there's a guy wide open for a touchdown, I think Ellison's going to have a couple of those. Because if you're worrying about Marshall and Beckham and Shepard and Ingram, he's going to be the forgotten guy, and he's probably going to have some easy scores this year.
Agreed.
Paul, good stuff as always.
Good to see you guys.
Good to have Paul Dottino working the Giants locker room. Let's take a look at the Giants first and 10 programming grid. It debuts each and every Friday night here on the MSG Networks. Four airings this week on Friday. We have two more for you on Saturday on MSG, and then Sunday at 10:30 a.m. on MSG. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back on the program, Madeline Burke goes to the bulletin board. You don't want to miss that here on Giants First and 10. And here on Giants First and 10, the NFL Ticket Exchange is the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. More after this. Welcome back to Giants First and 10, presented by Stop and Shop. Sunday night, Giants and Cowboys in Dallas. Still to come on the program, speaking of in Dallas, we'll look back at the 10-year anniversary of the Giants' big divisional playoff win against the Cowboys. Plus, we'll hear from Landon Collins. He'll join us on the set. We have a new feature. It's called Extra Point. We'll be joined by Paul Schwartz and Howard Cross as they go head-to-head. And we send Brandon London into enemy territory. Give us a little Dallas Cowboys flavor. But time to put item number 6 up on the board. We call this our bulletin board segment. And Madeline Burke is here once again to post some things on the board. Hello, Madeline.
Hi, Bob. We've got some good bulletin board material heading into week 1. which is for sure. Obviously, the Cowboys, a familiar opponent. The Giants swept the Cowboys last season, but the Cowboys won the division, and Dak Prescott came out with some bulletin board material saying, quote, "We're the Cowboys. We're going to win the NFC East." Now, first of all, no team has repeated the division title since the Eagles in 2001 to 2004. I mean, here, is this kind of confidence talking, or is that too much confidence from Dak Prescott?
You know, if I was in his position, I probably would be saying the same thing, because you want to talk certain things into reality, but the proof is you really have to just go out and prove yourself all over again. It really doesn't matter what happened last year. You have to go out and show that you're worthy of being the NFC East champions once again.
Well, you know, a quarterback who has that much confidence is probably marking himself a little bit. But look, they're good. When you have an offensive line that's protecting him, you can say a lot of those things, but they're going to have to earn it. And I think he's going to realize that.
Yeah, I mean, he believes in it, and you don't. The last thing you want is a guy to get asked a question. You know, I think we're third.
I mean, my offensive line is good, but hey, look, I'm going into my second year.
Yeah. There's a sophomore slump.
I'm a question mark. You know, sophomore slump. I haven't seen it all, so yeah, give me third.
But it is interesting how, like guys in the Patriots, when they get asked a question like that, thing, you never hear them say, yeah, we're going to win the AFC East, even though they win it every year.
Right.
And you never hear Eli say, oh, yeah, we're definitely winning the division this year. So I guess there's a way to handle the question.
Sure.
But he says they're the Cowboys.
Well, we're the Cowboys, so of course we're going to win.
Well, okay. Of course. But, you know, they boast big in Dallas.
Well, see, that's why everyone loves beating the Cowboys.
Yeah, and they love to be hated.
Yeah.
This is true. One guy who doesn't hate the Cowboys, a John Breach of CBS Sports, he's kind of favoring Dallas this week, and he said, after watching the Giants' offense play this preseason, I'm not sure they're going to score any points all season. I mean, Bob, how much can you really take from the preseason and judging?
He didn't watch much offense in the preseason. That's what the problem is.
Yeah, that's interesting that he would base it off the preseason. A lot of the guys didn't play. I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. played part of the Cleveland game. Yeah. Brandon Marshall played part of the Cleveland game. They didn't play all preseason. So I wouldn't read too much into it. Look, the Giants have to improve their offense off what they did last year, but to say that it's not good is a little premature.
Well, and Breach did go on to pick and say his pick was the Cowboys would win 30-27. So if I'm not mistaken, 27 points is scoring some points for the Giants.
Did he say if it was like 9 field goals?
I mean, Aldrick Rosas is about to have a day if that's the case.
Yeah, exactly.
Madeline, we appreciate the time as always with the bulletin board segment. Speaking of the bulletin board, that is our jumping off point for item number 7 as we put it up on the board, because this is the 10-year anniversary of the Giants Super Bowl 42 championship. And along the way, the Giants had to go down to Dallas to beat the Cowboys. They were the number one seed in that postseason. And a little bulletin board flare definitely sparked some flame.
The morning of the game, it's brought to my attention.
Jerry puts 2 tickets to the NFC Championship game on each player's stool in their locker room the night before the game. If Dallas wins, the NFC Championship game is in Dallas.
Now, did I make a big deal about it? No. But did I know that it happened, and did I make sure the players knew that that happened? Sure.
The whole Jerry Jones and the ticket thing, you're guaranteeing that this game, that we don't even have to go out there and play.
It was like a slap in the face, like they didn't respect us at all.
Just a lack of respect for us as a football team.
That definitely fired us up. That was like, now they're disrespecting us. They beat us twice, and now they're disrespecting us. Nah, we're gonna take it to them.
Fueled by the Cowboys' arrogance, the Giants stormed out of the gate on the opening drive.
Manning takes the snap. Back to throw. Swings one left. Wide open Toomer at the Cowboy 40. Sheds a tackle down the left sideline. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Amani Toomer. 52 yards.
I think that really set the tone for the game. And I don't think the Cowboys really took us that seriously because they had beaten us twice. So I think that was like the first kind of jab to kind of say, hey, we're here to play today. Even though you beat us twice this season, we're ready to come.
But Dallas would strike back quickly as Romo hooked up with his all-pro receiver, Terrell Owens.
Lobs one right for Owens. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Pitch and catch.
The touchdown to T.O. tied the game at 7, giving Dallas the momentum back. The Giants trailed the Cowboys 14-7 with under a minute to play in the first half. But Coach Coughlin intended to use every second that was left on the clock.
Manning calling signals. takes the snap, back, looks over the middle for Toomer, makes the catch, touchdown, Amani Toomer. So the Giants go 71 yards here in the final minute of the half, and suddenly Texas Stadium is quiet.
The game stayed close in the second half, but Big Blue went ahead by four late in the game.
Manning, handoff Jacobs, he runs right, plows to the goal line, touchdown Giants.
Then it was up to the defense to hold on.
Giants up 21-17. Here come the Cowboys again. Yep. Down by four. High drama in Big D. Romo takes the snap. Back to throw. Has time to the end zone. Intercepted by the Giants. Intercepted by the Giants in the end zone. R.W. McQuarters. And the Giants, they have earned a trip to the NFC Championship game in Green Bay at historic Lambeau Field.
What a win it was for the Giants en route to their win in Super Bowl 42. Make sure you join us here on MSG Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. You don't want to miss Giants Chronicles as we will go in-depth into that Giants playoff victory. We're going to take a timeout when we come back here on the program. Our player spotlight, a guy that's going to be one of the keys for the Giants, not only this Sunday, but for the rest of the season. Landon Collins will join us here on the program when we return here on the MSG Networks.
Kenny the tailback, Hackenberg the throw, and it's intercepted. Telegraphed it. Landon Collins walks in for the touchdown.
Welcome back to Giants First and 10, presented by Stop and Shop. Sunday Night Football, Giants and Cowboys. And the Giants are counting on one of their key players to lead the defense in 2017.
Back to throw is Keith. Throws it over the middle. It's deflected and intercepted by Landon Collins. He races to the 40. Cuts back left. Now reversing to the near side. 25-20. He's to the 15. Weaving his way to the 10. To the 5. And into the end zone for the touchdown. Dalton takes the shotgun snap, back to throw, throws it deep over the middle, intercepted by Landon Collins. Gets back up at the 40, racing up the right sideline. Collins in Bengals territory and tackled at the 41. Giants bring pressure. Three steps up and he's going to get sacked by Landon Collins.
Giants again showing blitz. Cousins back,
going to get sacked by Landon Collins inside the 30. Wentz back to throw under pressure, chased by Vernon, throws it high, intercepted by Landon Collins at the 30-yard line. And then he gets tackled at the 27.
First team All-Pro Pro Bowl year for Landon Collins as he gets set for the 2017 season. And we put item number 8 up on the board. This is our player spotlight. Guess who's going to be in the spotlight? That's right, Landon Collins joins us here on the program. So when you watch some of those highlights, does it get you jacked for this season to figure out how you can build upon what you did last year?
That too. I mean, it gives me excitement, definitely. And just what I can do more, what else I can do to improve myself and help this organization, our team, my teammates, our brotherhood, to get to that Super Bowl.
A lot of talk this week about Zeke Elliott. Will he play? Will he not play? Now we know he's playing.
Yeah.
Did that make a difference to you guys, or did you not care?
We expected him to play regardless of the fact. I mean, we practiced to where we think he's going to play regardless of the fact. Our defense upheld against playing against the run. They have three great running backs back there, and he's one of the better running backs out there in their team. And the biggest thing, man, just stopping the run. We have Snacks, we have Delvin, we have OV, and we have JBP. They do a great job of setting the edge, tracking the hip, and building the wall. So in doing so, we just filling the gaps from there.
They're very committed to running the football,
correct,
but it also means that off of those runs are the play-action passes.
Correct.
So you've got guys like Beasley, you've got guys like Witten, mm-hmm, and then the threat of Dez Bryant. But those two intermediate guys can be a problem because they move the chains, right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, the biggest problem, I say, would be Vic Beasley and Witten. Those two biggest problems because, I mean, they get the ball in the hand, they get those savvy yardage, those five, six, seven yards on a first down or a second down, and it eats up the chains, and we trying to keep them in a long distance. They kind of, when we play against them, when we see, they kind of iffy when they want to get down the distance, a long down the distance, and when we playing them,
we just try to keep him from there. So we try to eat up as much pressure as we can on a quarterback so he doesn't get those reads, those easy reads, and pop it to them and just get those extra yardage. So and doing things like that, we count on our line. So when they got the play action passes, we count on them to stop the run. So our DBs, we could just read the pass and play ball from there.
Last year, Pro Bowl, All Pro, all these different things, all these accolades are paid to you. Mm-hmm. Now you're getting ready to start your very first game of the season. Mm-hmm. That's all behind you. What do you do to get better?
I mean, I'm doing everything I can within the defense. I'm not trying to go above the X's and O's every play because, I mean, if I go above the X's and O's, I can get beat because I'm just trying to do too much. I just play within the defense. And if the ball comes to me or the tackle comes to me or the fumble comes to me, it's just my job plus.
You know, Howard mentioned last year is behind you, but do you carry a little bit of the bitter taste of the playoff loss against Green Bay as motivation going into this season to be better as a team?
A little bit. I kind of just leave everything in the past that happened. It motivates us. We know what we have. We know what we could have did back then. Now we just have to prove it this year and continue rolling.
Landon, we appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck on Sunday, and good luck this season as well.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Landon Collins joining us here on the program. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, Howard's going to rejoin us, plus Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. We've got a new segment. It's called Extra Point. You don't want to miss it here on Giants First and 10, presented by Stop and Shop here on the MSG Networks. We're back here on Giants First and 10. Time for Stats Plus. It's brought to you by Cash for Life from the New York Lottery. You could win $1,000 a day for life. 6. Eli Manning, of his 39 career fourth quarter comebacks, has 6 against the Dallas Cowboys, 5 in the regular season, 1 in the postseason. 200. Eli Manning will start his 200th consecutive game on Sunday. It started on November the 21st, 2004. In that time, the Cowboys have had 12 starting quarterbacks. 26. The Giants allowed 26 overall touchdowns last season, the fewest in the NFL, and 159. New wide receiver Brandon Marshall enters the game having caught a pass in 159 consecutive games. As we welcome you back to Giants First and 10, presented by Stop and Shop here on the MSG Network, time to put item number 9 up on the board. This is a new feature that we have on the program. It's called Extra Point. And to battle it out, we've got Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, and Howard Cross is going to weigh in this week. So, Ezekiel Elliott is playing. Is it a big deal this week?
Howard, this is the only way I want to line across from you, okay? It's this distance, all right? That's all about right. It. Ezekiel Elliott is going to play. Now we have some finality to that. I think the Giants are happy with it. Landon Collins says, we want to play the best. B.J. Goodson told me, we don't want any what-ifs. There's no what-ifs now. The best running back is playing against maybe the best defense.
That's cute and everything, but you don't care who plays, and you don't really want to see Zeke. If Zeke can't play, that's Zeke's fault. That's not the Giants' fault. They just want to win the game. At the end of the season, you want to hold up the Lombardi Trophy. I don't care who you played or who you didn't have on your team.
The Giants want to go and beat the Cowboys with Zeke like they did twice last year.
You just want to win.
Okay. Does this Giants offensive line need to be dominant this week?
Look, they need to be a really good offensive line from Jump Street. It's the same five guys, Bob and Howard. Same five guys. Continuity, familiarity. This is not a great Cowboy defensive line. There's no Warren Sapp. There's no Michael Strahan. There's no Reggie White. Let's go. They have to be the better group right away. No excuses.
That's cute and everything. Everybody says better group. But around the NFL, they're not great offensive lines. Maybe the Oakland Raiders have a great offensive line. But outside of that, everybody else is kind of bits and pieces. If they go out and stalemate, do their job, the running game will look great. Now you got blocking tight ends that can actually help in the run game. That'll all make it look a lot better. But being dominant, just do your job.
There you go. All right. So he says no, you say yes.
I say yes.
I kind of agree with you.
Okay, how about not dominant? How about good? Not very good. Good. Let's be good.
If you rush for 100-plus yards, 150 yards, 120 yards, and you're not dominant, does it matter?
No. They'll take 150, believe me.
Odell Beckham Jr., obviously he hasn't played since the Cleveland preseason game. Is he going to go, you think?
He's injured, Bob. He's got an ankle. He's got a sprained ankle.
Well, we all have ankles.
Well, he's got one, a left one that is sprained. He's barely running now. He's running straight ahead. Haven't seen him cut yet. He will play, I think. I don't think he'll be a big factor. I think he's going to be a decoy, and others have to pick up the slack.
No, that's not how it really works in the NFL. When you put a guy on the field, that guy has to contribute. If not, he gets to stay in sweats and watch the game. If Odell Beckham plays, he has to contribute. He has to be a big-time player. And besides that, if Odell plays, he wants the ball.
you know, what contribute. He can run out there, and somebody with a good cornerback's going to run with him. That's going to help Sterling Shepard and Brandon Marshall, and he doesn't have to have a lot of stats. Just be a decoy. He's still Odell Beckham.
We'll see.
Okay.
All right, and then finally, the running game. Yeah. Is Paul Perkins the number one guy, in your opinion?
Well, Ben McAdoo said in the spring, Paul Perkins is our starting running back, and then for the rest of the summer, he did nothing. Okay? Now, look, it's the preseason. I'm not going to get all hot and bothered over it, but Paul Perkins has got to show me that he's a quality NFL starting running back. Haven't seen it yet.
I've seen him shake guys, break guys. I've seen him take extra yards. I actually see him catch the ball out of the backfield. He's kind of a, you know, jack of all trades coming out of the backfield and playing. What's happening is that they're hitting him in the backfield before he gets started. Somehow, some way, he's got to make that first guy miss.
They use running back by committee at this point anyway. Don't you feel that? It's not like it's Adrian Peterson where you're going to give the guy the ball 28 times a game.
Well, it's true, but what's the committee? Orleans Darkwa, Shane Vereen, you know, Wayne Gallman. It's not exactly, you know, we'll see what this committee is. He's the starter. He's got to be the bell cow. That's it.
All right, Paul, we appreciate you joining us for the maiden voyage of Extra Point. Paul Schwartz of the New York Post joining us here on the program. Brandon London goes to Dallas. You don't want to miss that. That's coming up next as we continue with Giants First and 10 presented by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New York Giants, here on the MSG Network. Put the time on the clock and you ran right over it.
The extra five.
You know, you get to a certain point where you say, screw it. We were on the field for an extended period of time with full pads on, and we needed to feel that, and we'll be ready to fly around on Sunday night.
I got a hunch he could be an X-factor in the passing game.
Well, he's an X-factor, period. You know why? Because he's nasty. My offensive line is good, but hey, look, I'm going into my second year.
There's a
sophomore slump.
I'm
a question mark, you know.
That's cute and everything, but you don't care who plays, and you don't really want to see Zeke. If Zeke can't play, that's Zeke's fault. That's not the Giants' fault. They just want to win the game.
That was the Geico Show recap brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. As we welcome you back to Giants First and 10, presented by Stop and Shop, time to put item number 10 up on the board. We sent our own Brandon London down to enemy territory, Big D in Dallas.
What's up, Giants fans? Brandon London coming to you from Dallas, Texas, with the latest installment of Giants on the Road, presented by United. Big Blue kicks off the 2017 season once again in Big D, under the lights on Sunday Night Football. This is the fourth time in the last 5 years the Giants will open up here in Dallas, and this bit of rivalry only gets more and more heated year after year. But it can all be linked back to this man right here, the legendary Tom Landry. Now, for those of you that don't know, Landry actually spent his entire NFL playing career with the New York Giants as a ball-hawking defensive back that recorded 31 interceptions and 6 touchdowns in his 6 years with Big Blue. After his playing days were over, Landry became the defensive coordinator for the Giants. He invented the 4-3 defense and helped lead Big Blue to the 1956 NFL championship. But in 1960, he was lured away from New York back to his home state of Texas to become the first head coach of the expansion Cowboys. And in the 70s, he turned Dallas into a straight-up dynasty. In his 29 years as head coach, he led the Cowboys to 13 divisional crowns and 2 Super Bowl victories. Now, if you're making the road trip to the Lone Star State this weekend for the big game and you have some free time, Dallas has so much to offer. If you like music, you can go down to Deep Ellum and listen to some blues. You can catch a Rangers game, or go to the rodeo, or ride the roller coasters at Six Flags Over Texas. And obviously, you have to walk the grassy knoll and visit the JFK Memorial at Dealey Plaza. But if you know me, you know that I'm hungry. And when you come to Texas with a big appetite, it's all about barbecue. Now this is authentic barbecue. Now, we all know Jerry Jones likes to do things big here in Texas. And in 2009, he built the brand new Cowboys Stadium, which holds 100,000 people. This place is huge. And if that wasn't big enough, just last year, he unveiled the Star, a massive 91-acre campus in Frisco, Texas, that acts as world headquarters for the Cowboys. This place is so cool. You can take a tour of the Cowboys training facility and check out the indoor practice field for the boys.
End zone, back in the end zone, back in the end zone. So week one, Giants Cowboys, who do you think is going to win?
Cowboys.
What?
Yeah.
You're crazy. Crazy.
2016 marked the end of an era for Dallas with the retirement of longtime quarterback Tony Romo. But Dallas fans have reason to be excited after newcomer Dak Prescott led the team to an NFC East title last year. Now, it should be noted that the Giants did sweep the season series last year, and they've added some of their own new faces to bolster their lineup this year. How do you Cowboys fans feel about the overall Giants-Cowboys rivalry?
I mean, I really love it. I feel like it's a good kind of like love-hate relationship. It's always a great rivalry, a lot of passion there.
Go Giants! It all goes down week one here in Dallas, so tune in Sunday night for Giants-Cowboys.
Well, we appreciate Brandon giving us a little tour. That Cowboys facility looks absolutely amazing, absolutely, the star. Yeah. What's the most important thing? These games always come down to the wire. They've been last-second theatrics. What's the most important thing that the Giants have to do to win on the road in that environment?
You know, there are so many things, but I think defensively, you can't let the Cowboys' offense run up and down the field. You're going to have to get these guys off the field, put the ball in the hands of your offense.
What about for you, Carl? Like one thing that you would put on a board and say, we got to do this just to make sure we stem the tide?
Well, I think it's mental stamina. It's a long game, and they cannot have slip-ups late in the game.
How about for you, Howard?
I think, as Coach would say, it's the Duke. You got to take care of the Duke. They can't turn the ball over, and they got to get some takeaways. If they get a couple takeaways, it'll be a big, big difference in the game.
Are you worried at all about conditioning? You know, the guys don't really prepare the way you guys did as far as game reps and guys getting tired as the game wears on.
If the hole is open in the ceiling, conditioning can be an issue.
I'm not so much worried about it because it's Sunday night. It's inside. If it was outside in Dallas and 98 degrees, I'd be very, very concerned.
I think it's a big issue just for both teams, not just the Giants, but the Cowboys and around the league. They don't play into the preseason anymore. They kind of like sit back and watch. You only get two quarters before everybody sits. It's going to be interesting. First game.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to a fun season. Each and every week, bringing in the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants. Remember, the Giants play on Sunday night, taking on the Cowboys, Sunday Night Football, and immediately following the game, make sure you keep it locked in right here to the MSG Networks, because we're going to bring in the season debut of Giants Postgame Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz. So, for Howard Cross, Carl Banks, and our entire crew, Mr. Harry Carson, Hall of Famer, I'm Bob Papa. Thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Giants First and 10, presented by Stop and Shop.